you're over 30. You might be struggling to get off the couch and get moving, or you might be hitting the gym but unsure what to do. We get it. But you need motivation, and you need to know the steps to take on your journey to fitness and health. You're listening to the 30 Plus Men's Fitness Podcast with your host, Coach Treggs.
It's November. It's 12th of November, so we're not quite in Christmas party season yet. However, here's what I'm seeing. I always talk based on conversation I've had, stuff that's happened. Had an email earlier this week. Someone cancelling their membership. I'm not going to tell you what for or anything. As you know, I've got boot camps, PT, online. But somebody wanted to cancel their membership for something. And they said they're not in the right headspace right now. It's too busy this side of Christmas. Maybe when things settle down, I'll go back to exercise. Now, I'm not here to call people out, but I'm here to tell you, try and give you some perspective how completely crazy I think that way of thinking is. Why would you not exercise? Why would you not try and treat yourself right if you've got a lot on? Surely that would help you cope better with what's going on. Now, it's very easy for me to sit here and people say, oh, you're on your high horse, and tell you that health should be your priority. But as the founder of this business, whose objective is to try and help you guys prolong your lives, then I am going to tell you that health should be the priority. Evening, everyone that's coming on. Right? Thank you. Oh, Ryan, everyone's saying that's bonkers. People will cancel their fitness at this time of year because it's an expensive time of year. And then in January, it goes crazy because it's new year, new me. But let me just tell you again what I'm seeing. People saying they don't have the time right now. Maybe when life settles down. Let me tell you something about life. It's never going to settle down, especially if you're a guy of our age, our demographic. There is never going to be the perfect 6, 10, 12 weeks. I shared something earlier on the Facebook. You'll see it on the page. And it talks about you, and you're on this path, and your goals are up there. And in between, there's all these things trying to get at you. Relatives, office workers, self-doubt. All these things trying to distract you. You have to have a goal, and you have to make health the priority. I work with a lot of guys that are very successful. And there's a lot of guys that are posting in my communities now and in my bespoke WhatsApp group saying, Treggs, I just haven't got the time because work is so mental. It's crazy. And when I do get home, I'm shattered and I don't have the time. Now, look, I can't sort out your diary for you. I can't do that. Only you can do that, but you do have the power. I'll give you a little bit of perspective. Sometimes, as a business owner over the years, I will go wherever the work is, okay? And at the start of the year, because I provide for my family, at the start of the year, I had a lot of opportunity to coach early morning sessions, which meant getting up at 5 a.m., probably 4 mornings a week. Now, as much as I love coaching, as much as I love my job, it started to take its toll. And I was going to bed dreading the alarm. And what happened was, is that I wasn't able to give my best at work. I felt tired. Being tired affected my diet, so I overate. My own training was sacrificed. And I ended up resenting it a bit. I actually ended up resenting that alarm going off. and being jealous of my kids and my missus sleeping, thinking, oh, I've got to get up again and it's dark and this, that and the other. And then when I went on holiday to Turkey with the family and I had a little bit of time for reflection, I lay in the pool and I said to myself, hang on, you're your own boss. Like, you can sort this. And I actually came home and I completely rearranged my diary. And I actually, when those group sessions were up, is I said, look, I'm not going to be coming in at this time anymore. Now, of course, some people are like, oh, well, oh, okay. Well, I probably won't continue. And what I did is I sacrificed income in the short term, which when you're a sole provider is risky. I sacrificed income in the short term for the sake of my health and mental well-being. To compensate that, I started working a little bit later in the evening and doing a few hours on the weekend after the kids' football. That worked out like a dream for me. It wasn't easy, taking a little bit of planning and changing things around. But like I said before, if nothing changes, nothing changes. I had to change it. I was knackered. I was resenting getting up. It's one thing earning money and all that kind of shit, but not if you're not enjoying it. And what was is when I changed everything around, my own well-being improved, my own training improved. I've lost about 5-6 kilos since May, but not just that, got heavily back into my running because I had the energy. Did like half marathon in a good time and now really got into it and signed up for a full marathon. What am I getting at? I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not sorted out my work-life balance. So a couple of people say to me, oh, how come you go in and do an hour on a Saturday coaching or you do an hour on a Sunday? And I say, that couple of hours buys me not having to get up crazy early. And I don't mind doing it after the kids' footy on a weekend because they've had my time because I coach them and they want to go home and just chill, play on their iPads. I can go in for an hour and it's great. And my sleep's improved. I don't get stressed about an alarm. Let's be fair, alarms aren't very nice, are they? I still got alarmed, don't get me wrong, but not like it was. Now, listen, I can't sort your diary out for you. I know some of you guys are employed, but you've got the power. You do have the power because people say, oh yeah, but this, I've got to work, I've got to do this. If you die, or if you had a stroke, or if you had a heart attack, because you're so overworked and just living off convenience food, getting shit sleep is the worst, 4, 5, 6 hours a night, constantly knackered, that is going to catch up with you. Do you think your work could replace you? Well, they'd have to, wouldn't they? What happens if you got so unwell or so ill that you just had to down tools and take time off? I've done that in the past before the kids come along. When I set my PT business, I got so busy so quickly, I had no concept of how big it would get. I was doing PT 7 days a week, sometimes doing 13 sessions back to back in a day. Don't matter how much caffeine I was drinking, I was gone. And I had to down tools and go and stay at my nan's, God rest her soul. That's when I came up with a more clever way and started to look at boot camps and take my business online. But the point is this. If you get completely burnt out and you have to down tools, what are you going to do then? Somebody popped up in our members area last night. Someone's I work with. Great guy. And he's struggling because he's just working so hard. With no downtime. He's gone to the docs, got high blood pressure. Now, I know we've got to earn a crust. We have to earn a crust. I know that. And I know we've got big pressures on our shoulders. But every time you sacrifice sleep, every time you don't exercise or get some fresh air, or all this is going to have a negative impact on your health. And it will catch up with you. And so when I get emails, people saying they're not in the right headspace to train, do you know if I'm not in a good headspace for whatever reason, I train. If something's on my mind, I train. That makes me feel so much better. I've had times over the years where I think the whole world is falling apart. And I go and exercise for an hour. And when I come back, I'm able to process the problem, the issue, and just deal with it. So why on earth would you cancel or not exercise because you're not in a good headspace? Surely that should be your go-to. Does this make sense? What do you guys think? I'll start when life is less hectic. I'll start in the new year. You know me, I got a bugbear about that. New year, new me. If you are saying new year, new me, nothing's going to change next year. Nothing will. Because right now it's November the 12th. If you know anyone, someone in your office, your workplace, saying new year, new me, then their attitude is all wrong. If you're saying new year, new me, because, you know, why can't you do something tomorrow on November the 13th? Why not? I have said this to clients in the past who are struggling, who have things going on in their life, which drives them to overconsumption of alcohol, food, and they go, oh, this and that and this. And I said, look, stop blaming external factors for not achieving your goals. Look, achieving goals is hard. It gets even harder when you get to our age and you've got kids and you've got stresses and all that jazz. I understand all that. But there's never going to be a right time and there's always going to be external factors. I've had stuff go on this year, personal stuff, where I could have downed tools and gone, oh, you know what? Sod this bollocks. I'll pick things back up once I get this sorted. In fact, when I had some personal stuff going on, the only thing that was keeping my mind clear and sane was training. I think that's when I came up with my Lace Up, Let's Go initiative, because I was dealing with some stuff, business and personal stuff I needed to get sorted. You guys don't need to worry about it. But the training helped me through it. When people say they don't have the time, Ryan, I just think that it really is a shit excuse. Because I listened to some great audio the other day and it was saying, you know, why is there that there's multi-millionaires out there, billionaires out there, and people on minimum wage when we've all got the same 24 hours in the day? Why is there billionaires out there? People that have amassed a fortune. They're just using those 24 hours a bit more clever. Yeah. Maybe they're working a little bit harder, a little bit smarter. Maybe they've invested time into their personal development. Maybe they've done courses on business and finance, which has got them there. It's very easy to say it's all right for you. It's different for you because, yeah, well, I've got this and, you know, my wife's got this and I've got to look after this and this and this. Let me tell you this now. I speak to hundreds, if not thousands, of guys and girls every year, day in, day out. My WhatsApp is popping off all the time. That's why my phone's on airplane now. That's why I keep it on airplane most mornings until I've done my run or the kids have gone to school, because it's crazy. And I'll tell you this, everyone's got problems. Everyone has got problems. I work with an amazing guy and he won't even mind me saying who he is because he wants to put a piece in the book. But there's a guy called Steve who joined us at 30 Plus Bootcamp Cardiff a couple of years ago. He did a free transformation and we took him on because in his notes, he said he'd recently lost his wife his wife had passed away to cancer, and she said to him on her deathbed, she said, look, go and get yourself fit and go and do something special. And he found boot camp. He said, this is my last roll of the dice. He's now in his third year with us at boot camp. Not only did he get up at the Christmas party the year before last and say that it saved his life, he's gone on to do triathlons, half marathons. And 3 years later, he met a new lady and he's got a beautiful young son. Do you know what? I never once heard that guy complain about his circumstances. And I fucking love that. I never once heard him complain. And I train Steve, I PT him, and he's a great guy. And I've always said, do you mind if I talk? Are you all right talking about it yet? He said. And he said, of course, it was a tragedy. It was completely tragic, but I had two choices. One was to lay down and give up. Second one was to carry on. That's what he found us. And yeah, but whether he found us or not, his attitude, he would have gone on and done something with someone else because that was his attitude. And it really does come down to the mindset. So whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right, or you are right. But I really want to talk to you about trying to flip it, okay? If you're not in the right headspace, probably means there's a lot going on in your life. Well, my advice would be to you is to turn your phone off for half an hour and do some exercise, do some breathing, do some meditation, go for a walk. People say to me, oh, meditation, oh. I do meditation. Now, if somebody as hyper as me, who can't sit still, doesn't like sitting down, can do guided meditation, then so can you. You know, my good friend Paul Moore, who's quite a similar character to myself, quite a lively guy, I did some coaching with him on one of his courses, and he recommended guided meditation. And I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And I get clients in, they're going, oh, yeah, but I can't really get into it. And I'm like, well, how many times have you tried it? Oh, once, but I couldn't switch off after 5 minutes. What? You got to give yourself time. That shit's amazing. So if you're not in the right headspace to train, or you're not in the right headspace, I challenge you now to make exercise a priority. Or go for a walk, or do some guided meditation. But downing tools and quitting exercise is the wrong thing to do. Coming back in the new year, when things are less hectic. So what's happening in the new year? Are you no longer a parent? You don't have a job? What's happening? You giving up everything to do with your responsibilities? Ah, you got a clear 12 weeks of you? Bollocks. There's never the right time. And when I talk to you about this, I'm so passionate because I used to be that guy. New year, new me. Start Monday. Nothing will change with that attitude. I remember I shared this really, I think it's hilarious, it's a meme. It's got Conor McGregor on it, and it's like people were sharing it around Christmas last year, and I shared it. And it's like somebody making a list of all their New Year's resolutions, and then Conor McGregor just shouting out, you'll do fucking nothing. And I thought it's hilarious, and I got a little bit of jip off people on social media for it. Oh, you shouldn't be doing that because some people are trying, and it's like, listen. I want to get behind all people that want to go out and achieve something great and improve their fitness. But it's that whole new year, new me. That whole way of thinking is completely disordered. Why are you waiting for one day? Why are you waiting for January? You know, I spoke about this before in the past and I say, so let's just do this, right? It's a little bit of a laugh, okay? So let's have a look at Christmas, guys, okay? So new year, new me, okay? So I've done this. I've got to the 31st of January and had my last sip of alcohol at 11:59. My last Ferrero Rocher, because on January the 1st, I'm a new person. Okay. So I wake up on January the 1st. Let me know if you agree. Just post below, right? I'm hungover. Feeling a bit tired. But it's a new year, new me. I'm clean now. I'm booze free now. I don't have chocolate now. I'm just a monk. I just live off water and salad now. Because it's a new year, new me. But then I realise actually January the 1st, it's bank holiday, isn't it? So I'll start. Tell you what I'll do. I'll start on the 2nd. That's what I'll do because it's not really, you know, it's a bank holiday. So it's not really like New Year yet. Okay. Cool. Start on the 2nd. But then, you know, the weekend's coming and I don't go back to work until Monday. So I'm not talking about me. I'm just giving you an example. So what I'll do, even though it's New Year, New Me, what I'll do is I'll get this weekend out of the way. Definitely going to get this weekend out of the way. And on the 6th, that's when everyone goes back to work. Kids go back to school. I'm back on it. That's me. Just clean. Just loads of water. Like, I'm not going to have any carbs, greens. I'm going to definitely have some of that detox juice, that shit I used to drink. And that's it. New year, new me. I'm going to do it, man. Go back to the office on Monday the 6th. Tracy in accounts, she's only brought over all the leftover Ferrero Rochers and celebrations because she's sick of it. She's on a diet. Yeah. Debbie's come in with a load of a cake. And now the office is a full-on chocolate and cake party. Yeah. So diet's screwed on a Monday. So what you're going to do, tell you what you do, right? Wait until all the food is gone from the office. Then you're going to start next week, 13th of January. So your new year, new me, just got delayed 2 weeks. Yeah? Because life is just happening. Well, it's sort of middle of the month now, isn't it? Tell you what I'll do. Middle of the month. What I'll do, do you know what? I'm going to start February. February. That's it. Do you know what? It's tough. What was I thinking? What was I thinking going, trying to do that? I'm going to start Feb. Yeah. It's quieter in the gyms in Feb. I'll definitely do that. Yeah. Steve's doing that as well. We'll start Feb. And you can see what I'm getting at. Yeah. And you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen, guys. So, my advice to you, there's no start time. You just get up tomorrow and you exercise and you make it a priority. If you're waiting for when life is less hectic, you're living in cloud cuckoo land. But this is a real serious one, guys. And I'm going to talk about money and I'm going to talk about nice things and all that. Because I speak to a lot of guys that earn a lot of money, very successful, but they go on holiday with their family and they feel miserable because they feel like shit. And actually, they're quite disconnected from their family because they're working all the hours God sends. And it's, listen, it's a harsh truth. And I don't want to be that guy, but I see it. They go on holiday, luxury holiday, everything is 5, 6, 7 star, and they feel like crap. And they sit there and they go, when I come back, they might read a self-help book or something like that. When I come back, it's going to change. It needs to change. It will change. And you come back off for your holiday and it's the same as New Year. You get motivated for a week and then life takes over. But you do have the choice. I can't sort your diary out for you, but you certainly have the power to take control of that. You know, I see guys working so hard. They got all these trappings, but they're not happy deep down because they're burnt out. When they do have time with their family, they're knackered. And when they go away, they feel like shit. Is this resonating with anyone? Exactly. I can tell you this now. Rearranging my diary in the middle of this year is the best thing I've done in years. Best thing I've done in years. I sacrificed some of my personal training income to make myself a happier bloke. Only I had the power to do that. I could be up in the morning at 5 o'clock to do PT if I wanted to. But instead, tomorrow, I'm starting at 5 o'clock because I've dedicated the time to get up, exercise, and spend time on my book, which is obviously going to hopefully open a lot of doors for me in the long run and help a lot of you guys. But I only do that through prioritizing. I only do that from sitting down and actually looking at my diary and going, right, that needs to be done. That needs to be done on this day. I want to train on this day. Is it selfish that I want to train and go for a run? Is it selfish that I want to run a marathon and therefore I'm not going to go and coach before the afternoon? Is it? Is it selfish to do stuff that makes you happy? I've had lovely holidays in the past, but felt miserable because I was overweight. Hadn't put my fitness first, just grinded all the way up to that holiday and then go away and feel like shit. There's just no point. And yet some of the happiest times I've had all day has been when I've looked after myself and I go away and I feel great. I could be anywhere. I could be down a fucking caravan in West Wales. And I'm over the moon because I feel good. Just trying to give you some perspective, guys. Because I've been there. I know what it's like to be burnt out. Absolutely. Working your ass to the bone. But that alarm's going, you're waking up, you're feeling like shit. No time to exercise, no motivation. Something we'll have to give. Guys, I am going to wrap up in a second. But I really appreciate the numbers tonight. Some good views. Hope I've given you some food for thought. Joe says, I start a new job in about a month. Doing less hours. I don't know myself. I feel great. Oh, yes. You started a month ago. Yeah. And isn't it interesting how we'll have that guilt with working a little bit less? Like, I was riddled with guilt at first. Am I going to do this? And then actually, when you actually sit down and you're not running around chasing your tail, I didn't lose any income because I was able to work on other things, being full of energy and in a better headspace. We've got this idea that it's got to be all hands to the pump, all hours, working hard, grind. You know, it should be a struggle. Why do we feel guilt when we take a bit of time off? That was something I used to have to really kind of get my head around, being my own boss. I'm my own boss. I can't have time off. I can't have a bit of time. Now I just go, right, see that? That's my 4 hours. Mondays I've dedicated to just doing my long runs. I'm not going in on a Monday until this time. That's mine. And I'm going to love it. You shouldn't feel guilty about taking some time to do you stuff, taking some time out to do you stuff, catching up on your fucking sleep. And I know you might be sat there going, oh, yeah, but this, my boss, this, look, I can't sort it out for you guys, but I'm just trying to give you some perspective. There's no fun in being burnt out. And there's certainly no fun in sacrificing your health. Guys, appreciate you all tuning in. You guys have a great evening.
You've been listening to 30 Plus Men's Fitness. You can find us by searching 30 Plus Men's Fitness on Facebook or by visiting 30plusmensfitness.com. You've taken the first step to getting fit and healthy. We'll see you next time.